إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, there is a very important thing that I want to speak about today, inshallah. Somebody, three or four people asked me some questions. So this is an answer to that. And that is with regard to two things. One is the sale of haram products, alcohol or pork products and so on. And the second one is the payment of income tax in countries which are not Muslim. Now, I want to say to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about us Muslims, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah said, you are the best of people and you have been selected and extracted for the benefit of people. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. And what do you do? What is this benefit? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and what you do is, you enjoin and you promote all that is halal and good. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, all that is ma'ruf, all that is beneficial, all that is good. And وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you prohibit and you discourage everything which is evil, which is bad. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing to understand, because usually as far as haram products are concerned, there are various forms in which Muslims are engaging in this kind of activity. One very common thing which we see all over America, also in many Western countries, are the 7-Eleven stores. The stores that are attached usually to gas stations. Now, in America, almost that's almost policy, or it is policy, that these 7-Eleven stores, they have beer, alcohol, they have pornographic magazines, and they have sausages and ham and so on, so pork products, and they have cigarettes. So all of these four things, they also have in most cases, or most of many cases, they also have lotteries, so lottery tickets. So there is gambling, there is pork, there is pornography, and there is alcohol, all four. Now you ask the owner of that gas station, and these are independent gas stations, these are owned by individual people. So you ask him, why are you as a Muslim, why are you selling this stuff? So he will tell you, no, you see, unless we sell it, we are supposed to sell it, and the company will not agree for us not to sell it. And unless we sell it, we don't get customers, and so on and so forth. And then they say, this very typical argument, they say we sell only to non-Muslims. Right? So they say, we are not selling this to Muslims, selling this to non-Muslims. And they say, well, you know, if they didn't buy it here, they will buy it somewhere else. So it's not as if I am giving them, I mean, in any case, they will get it. So if not here, they get it somewhere else. So these are the different arguments that I have heard and which people make. Now the question here is, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have sent you to enjoin good and forbid evil. For who? For Muslims? Ukhrijat lil muslimin? No. Ukhrijat lil nas. So you have been sent to promote good and to prohibit evil for all of humanity. All of humanity. Whatever Islam has made haram is made haram because intrinsically it is bad. It's not because it is bad for Muslims, it is good for non-Muslims. No. Intrinsically it is bad. Drugs are intrinsically bad for everyone. Alcohol is a drug. It's not as if alcohol is bad only for Muslims, and if a non-Muslim drinks alcohol, nothing will happen. No. His life also will get ruined. He will also drink a couple of cans of beer and go and crash his car and kill somebody. So it's not a question of Muslim or non-Muslim. Pornography, is it harmful only to Muslims? In America today, I was reading some statistics. They say that teenage boys, and they are looking at children as young as 10 years old, which is not even teens, right? 10 years old, 12 years old. They say they watch at least 4 pornographic films every week. What do you think is happening to the psychology of people? And this is official. This is legal. They're not doing it clandestinely. They are doing it publicly. This is legal. Pornographic literature is sold openly in as convenience stores. I mean, it's called a convenience store, for God's sake. You don't have to go for, and hunt for pornographic literature in some, you know, secret place in some dead alley somewhere. No, it's openly available as easily as possible. The only things which are open 24 hours of the day are convenience stores where you can get pornographic magazines. Right? Now, the point is, for a Muslim to say, I'm selling only to non-Muslims. My question is, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you to spread corruption? Or did He send you to stop corruption? Which one? So, first thing to understand is, a Muslim has no right to do anything evil, period. Islam does not say, do evil to non-Muslims, do good to Muslims. No, this is not Islam. Islam says, do good to everybody and prohibit evil for everybody. So, as far as Islam is concerned, there are no double standards. There are two standards, one standard for Muslim, one standard for non-Muslims. The standard is the same, good for everybody. And if you are selling something which is haram, then that income is haram, no matter whether you sold it to a Muslim or you sold it to a non-Muslim, makes no difference. Another thing that people do is, they have, for example, they will have a hotel. And the hotel has a bar. So, you ask them, how is it that this hotel or this restaurant, you are serving alcohol? They say, no, I am not selling the alcohol. I have a different, an agent who is selling the alcohol. I don't take the profits from this alcohol. I don't do anything. I'm just giving him that space. Now, my point is that also in Islam is haram, because why are you giving him? You're giving a space for something which is haram. Why are you doing that? Because you are doing it because you believe that unless alcohol is served, people will not come to your restaurant to eat the food that you are cooking. So, your raziq is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your raziq is Johnny Walker. Right? Then you also, for your salah, you put a Johnny Walker bottle and make sujood. I mean, who cares? Because that is what you are saying by your action. And you are trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, no, this doesn't belong to me. So, don't hold me accountable. Who are you fooling? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If that thing is in your premises, then you are responsible for it. Whether you are charging rent, whether you are doing it for free, whatever, irrespective of that. Second question which gets asked is the issue of income tax. And people say, well, you know, this country, whichever country it is, you know, non-Muslim country, India or US or Australia or Canada or New Zealand or wherever. So, people say, well, this is a non-Muslim country, why must I pay income tax? Because this is not a Muslim tax. And the government will charge income tax, and then the government does not give us, for example, they can't say that in places like Australia, but definitely in India, people say, well, you know, we are not getting anything for it. Look at the roads, look at the electricity, look at water supply, whatnot. So, we are not getting our tax worth, right? Then they say, well, the tax money is being used for all kinds of things which are, in some cases, they might even be hostile to Muslims and so on. So, we need not pay tax, number one. Number two, they say, no, we have to pay tax because you go to jail. But what we can do is to fudge taxes, we can deceive the government, we can, evade taxes. So, this is permissible because the country is not Muslim. This is what people say, and this is what Muslim accountants are telling people. Now, let me tell you one very clearly thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. The first ayat of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah said, be faithful to your agreements, be faithful to your covenants, be faithful to whatever you have promised. When you are the citizen of a country, you have, by definition, because you are a citizen, whether you actually went and took an oath or not, because if you actually get citizenship in a country by a process of naturalization, you also have to go and take an oath. But like when you are born in the country, you are not going, you haven't taken an oath anyway, you don't need to do that. But effectively, you are under oath of loyalty to that nation. I'm not talking about governments. A government is not the nation, right? A nation is a different thing from a government. So you are under an oath of loyalty to the nation, which is fard on you to fulfill. Some of the ulama have said that if you go against that, you have actually exited Islam itself, because you have broken an oath to the nation. Now, issue of saying, I'm not getting my tax worth. Yes, you are not getting your tax worth. What must you do? Do whatever is legally possible to do to get that. How can you do that? File cases in the Supreme Court. File public interest litigation. Don't vote for the government. Vote for another government in the election. Change the government. All of this is possible in a democratic society. I mean, the issue is, it is difficult. Of course, it is difficult. But if you want to do it, you can change the government. You can file a case on some matter. You can get the law changed. All of this is possible. So, one cannot say it can't be done. Of course, it can be done. I can give you historical, not one, I can give you dozens of examples of how it was done. How did, for example, how did the civil rights movement happen in America? How was slavery abolished? It was abolished. How did that happen? People did something for it, no? We don't want to make any effort. You want someone else to bleed for you. And meanwhile, you want to fudge taxes. Believe me, if you fudge taxes, this is haram in Islam. Islamically, I'm not talking about it. Because you are going against the oath that you have given to a nation, based on which you have a passport, based on which you have an identity, based on which you have a position in society, because you are an Indian or you are an American or you are whatever it is, right? Australia. That oath, that loyalty to the nation, Islamically is fard on you. If you go against that, if you do anything which is anti-national, which is against the nation, Islamically you are committing haram. Forget about the fact that you are committing a crime for the law of the nation, and therefore what will happen to you, that's different. I'm saying Islamically, even if nobody catches you in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you responsible when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fudging taxes, for doing anything which amounts to being anti-national. As I said, not talking about governments. By all means, protest against the government, change the government. Being against a government is not anti-national, is not being against the nation. A government and the nation are not the same thing. Governments are changeable. They should be changed if they are not doing what they are supposed to be doing. A government is supposed to govern. If it's not governing properly, if the governance is wrong, the government must be changed. There is no... And that is not anti-national. That is very much national. That is very much patriotic. The independence movement of India, for example, was anti-government. It was not anti-national. It was the government was the British government at the time. It was anti-government. That was an expression of patriotism. It was not rebellion. It was not anti-national. It was not treason. It was an expression of patriotism, love for the nation, which is to fight the government, which is an oppressive government. We're not talking about that. We are saying here, you are doing something which is against the oath that you have given to the nation, which is that you will follow the law of the land. And the law of the land says income tax you must pay, because this is the price of living in this country. Whether you are getting good electricity or bad electricity, you are getting electricity. Whether there is a bad road or a good road, there is a road. Whether there is good public transport or bad public transport, there is public transport. And so on and so forth. And you have an identity, and you have a passport, and you can get a visa, and you can travel in and out, and so on and so forth. All of this is paid for, and that is what is called income tax. Therefore, it has to be paid. It cannot be fudged. It cannot be faked. And if you are doing that, you are committing haram. By all means, use legal means for tax saving, not tax evasion. They're two different things. And if some accountant is trying to spin you some story, then he is committing haram, and he is also making you commit haram, or you are fooling yourself into committing haram. So any sale of anything which is haram in Islam, from your premises makes your income haram. And no matter which game you want to play, no matter how, what excuse you want to give, it doesn't work with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as paying of taxes are concerned, as long as these are taxes, it is your job to pay it. If you don't like the tax, if you think it is too much, it is bad, this, get it changed. Legally, officially, get it changed. It's not the word of God, it can be changed. So by all means, get it changed. But until that tax is applicable, it has to be paid, it must be fulfilled. This is the meaning of being Muslim. Being a Muslim means Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar, enjoin everything which is good and forbid everything which is bad, whether it is for a Muslim or not Muslim, is not an argument in Islam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.